Let us pray.
Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened unto us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, and the same Spirit, one God, now and forever. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. I grew up in the 1990s, when Saturday Night Live was actually quite good. SNL had an all-star cast of Mike Myers, Phil Hartman, Adam Sandler, and many, many more. There was seldom a Saturday night when I wasn't watching the show. And one of the frequent and great skits during this time was of these two really built jocks, Hans and Franz, whose sole ambition in life was to pump you up. Well, during middle school and high school, all I wanted to do was build myself up and be ripped. I remember the trips to GNC to get protein powder for shakes that would build up my muscles. I hit the gym hard. I remember the hours upon hours of weightlifting, trying to get as close to Arnold Schwarzenegger's 22 and a half inch biceps as I possibly could. But with all my sacrifice and all my commitment, I still was injured on the football field. I tore my right ACL. And I remember as I went through surgery and the ordeal of rehab, I thought to myself, I am not as strong as I thought I was. I think there are many times in our lives when we become very aware of this truth. We are not as strong as we think we are. We can flex our muscles and boast in our strength, but to no avail. We are only human. There are things that we cannot do. This is important and crucial for understanding and receiving the good news regarding Jesus Christ. You see, we are not strong enough to save ourselves. Even the best of us is puny and weak. We don't need two ripped Austrians like Hans and Franz to remind us of this. We know it in our hearts, if we're honest. We need outside help and assistance. And what we need is the strong arm of the Lord. This strong arm is Jesus Christ, the one who robbed the grave of its power. Today we celebrate a day like no other, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and it is most marvelous in our eyes. The light of God's new world has cast its light upon us. The power of death, the sting of the grave, has been vanquished by the strong arm of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's kingdom has already broken into our world because of this triumphant and significant event. And this one who robbed the grave of its power has come to give us something wonderful, something extraordinary, something marvelous. Everlasting and eternal life. Like certain women who arrived early at the tomb and found that it was empty, we too are meant to be astonished and amazed by what the Lord has done. He is victorious. The strong arm of the Lord has prevailed. Death has been defeated. Let us then rejoice and be glad on this most glorious day. Let us be amazed at the strength of the one who robbed the grave of its power. So if you'd like to follow along, we'll be beginning at Psalm 118, verse 14, found in your song sheets. There is such a joy in knowing the power of Jesus. There is such a joy in knowing his power. There is such certainty and assurance of his strength. He truly has done amazing things. Psalm 118 is the song of the resurrection. It is the song of the empty tomb. It is a song about the grave robber named Jesus. And because we have union with this grave robber, death has no dominion over us. None at all. The seminary professor of mine was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she battled it, and it went into remission. But not too long after that, she was diagnosed with a very aggressive type of blood cancer. And as she wrestled with this enemy, she had this phrase that she kept saying to the doctors and nurses and caretakers and friends and family. And this phrase was this: death has no dominion over me. Death has no dominion over me. In other words, she had confidence. She had assurance. And even though her body expired, she lives in Christ, the one who robbed death of its power, the one raised in victory, the one who makes all things new. Here, once again, we see the importance of our union with Jesus Christ. We share in his resurrection life. This is why we can rejoice. This is why the people of God can celebrate, singing, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. Though we are weak, yet he is strong. God has flexed his muscles. He has overcome that which we could not, the power of the grave. His people boast about his great strength. The strong right arm of the Lord has done glorious things." Well, you can see the Lord has made an impression upon his people. Have you noticed? This crucified one, this stone that the builders rejected, has become the chief cornerstone, has defeated and conquered death. And because we have union with this one who robbed the grave of its power, because we are living stones built upon this cornerstone of Christ, death has no dominion over you and me. We have been swallowed up by life because of Jesus' victory. We share in his great triumph, and we should really, really be excited about this. Now, people get excited about all kinds of things in this life, from Batman beating Superman up, to their favorite team winning the Super Bowl, to finally getting out of the IKEA store after being trapped there for 3 hours. All these things are wonderful and fantastic to be excited about, but nothing should compete nor compare to our amazement and our astonishment of what the Lord has done for us. He died in our place for our sins upon the cross. He rose from the grave and he conquered death. These two events, the cross and the resurrection, cannot be divorced from one another. And we cannot be divorced from him. He is in us and we are in him forever. There is such blessed joy in knowing this, that we have a life-giving union with the one who robbed the grave of its power. His victory is our victory. This is what a shared life with Jesus is about. So God has flexed his muscles at the resurrection of Jesus. But how is God flexing his muscles right now? In other words, where is God's strength now? Is he up to anything? That's a great question to ask, especially as we deal with the aftermath of the attack in Brussels. If the light of God's kingdom has broken into this world because of the resurrection of Jesus and is continually breaking in, why does the world seems so very dark and full of terror? Well, the kingdom of God has broken into our world, make no mistake, but it has not yet been fully realized, meaning God's kingdom is continually breaking in wave after wave after wave until one day the Lord makes everything new when he returns in great glory and majesty. And his people, the church, those who have this life-giving union with him that I've been talking about, live between the two times, between the already and the not yet. It's a state of tension, to be sure. But I like to think of it more as a dance, where God is wooing us to a different world. Living between these two times, between the already and the not yet, requires us to look ahead in confident faith and steadfast hope to that new world which he is leading us to, because we have experienced the strong arm of the Lord already in this life. The strong arm of the Lord is the one that guides us, the one that protects us, the one that comforts us in our sorrows, the one that promises us resurrection. And he is wooing us towards another world. And as he is doing this, our joy and our longing becomes greater and greater and cannot be contained. The music intensifies and increases our yearning for consummation with every passing note, every phrase, every measure. This is why God's people must continually cry out for God's kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because as we were reminded a couple of days ago, this world is not as it should be. It's not. But it will be so one day. In the meantime, we must cry out to the strong arm of the Lord, the one who robbed the grave of its power. Fulfill, O Lord, what you have promised. Come and make all things new. In our passage from Isaiah this morning, we heard the people of Israel cry out to God. They are crying out for the strong arm of the Lord, for him to fulfill what he has promised, what he has spoken. And you can see in the text that they have faith. They look back in the rearview mirror, and they see God's amazing faithfulness to them in the past. And the big event that they reflect and meditate on is when God parted the Red Sea at the Exodus. You see, God flexed his muscles for them. And they now look forward down the road and trust in the astonishing promises to come. You see, they've been through one Exodus, slavery out of Egypt. And now they're looking for another Exodus, that from sin, from death, from the powers of evil, to a new world ahead, a glorious world prepared for them. And their faith is revealed in prayer. Wake up! Wake up, O Lord! Clothe yourself with strength! Flex your mighty right arm! They are forerunners of a new world, and they cry out for the Lord to flex his muscles and reveal his strength once more. Well, I hope you can see why this is encouraging for us today. Because we are between the already and not yet aspects of the kingdom of God, because we are being wooed by the strong arm of the Lord towards a new world, we must cry out for the Lord to flex his muscles, to reveal his strength once more, and to fulfill what he has promised. And he is at work in this world. He gives strength to his people. He heals the brokenhearted. He comforts the afflicted. He brings reconciliation, restoration, and renewal. He has already begun to make all things new. I am not who I once was, and neither are you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We can say that now, you know, it's Easter. Hallelujah. Behold what the strong arm of the Lord has already done at the cross and at the resurrection. Fathom what the strong arm of the Lord is currently doing in your life and in mine and in the world today. And be amazed and yearn for what the strong arm of the Lord will do. He's leading his people, those who have that life-giving union with him, to a new world. The music of the dance we are being wooed to is the song of the Lord's victory. It is the song of triumph. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This dance will one day lead us to the city of the New Jerusalem, to its wonderful gates. And this is why the church can now proclaim, I will not die, but I will live and proclaim the deeds of the Lord. You see, God has not abandoned us to the grave. Death has no dominion over us. The strong arm of the Lord has triumphed and robbed the grave of its power. Death has a mighty grip. We all know that. We've all experienced it. But the grip of the Lord is even mightier. You can rest in his strong arm. You can take refuge in his strong arm. For the Lord is for you. He's for you and not against you. And the eternal life that he offers is not something far off in the distance. It begins right here, right now in this life. And though our bodies will expire, they will decay, they will grow old, they will be made new. Behold, he makes all things new. And this is the promise that we can cling to day after day after day. I've talked about our union with Jesus this morning, the one who robbed the grave of its power. We already share in Jesus' resurrection life, in this life as we await the resurrection of the dead to come. When what? When the strong arm of the Lord raises us. And this is our hope, the resurrection of the body and the joy of God's eternal kingdom. To have glorified bodies and to live in a glorified world. It is a hope that is contrary to that of the world. For our hope is found in Jesus and not in our own strength. We know that we are not as strong as we think we are. We know that we need the strong arm of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And we will not die, but live and tell of what the Lord has done for us. He is our strength. He is our song. He is our victory. The strong right arm of the Lord is raised in triumph. He has given us victory over the power of the grave. Let us pray. O God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily to sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.